time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Oh, yeah. Where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
Here we go.
All right, you squares. Time is smoked.
Fire up this phone. Slip slide. Try to provide.
How awesome a dog is as a kid. You can only do it as an adult. As a kid, there's like no frame of reference. It's like you're a kid. Your whole life is awesome. It's awesome, right? You ever think about being a kid? You had no money. You had no ID, no cell phone, no nothing. No keys to the house. You just ran outside into the woods. You weren't scared of nothing. I challenge you to do that as an adult. All your ID, all your credit card, just run out of the house, no phone. Turn the corner where you can't see your house and not have a full-on panic attack like, oh my God, what if something happens to me? I'll get locked up, no one will know who I am. What if I twist my ankle? Your whole life is awesome as a kid, right? It's not till you're an adult that you appreciate it, right? Your dreams start dying, somebody cheats on you, right? Yeah. Bankers f*** up your 401k, you know? And then you come home, that dog's looking at you like, dude, you're awesome. It's like, no, dude, you are f***ing awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
It's butt naked. Cheers.
Yeah. Yes. Woolshow, do you have that information for our dogs that we're trying to adopt, get adopted here?
Yes, 1053thefan.com/adopt. And you can go ahead and select from the Woolly Bully, from Lucius.
Yeah, you got a dog named Old Lucius.
Got Slater.
Slater dog. All Polo, these dogs out here, man. Auto, adopt these dogs. Like I said, I would love to tweet it out so you can see what the whole Lucius looks like, but I think my old lady might scoop him up behind my back, and then there'll be a house full of three dogs.
You'd welcome.
Four if you count your boys. Yeah, you are. I would love it. As long as long as your house broken and you don't shed everywhere.
The shedding is a big problem.
The shedding is something else,
Golden,
man.
My God. I love her to death, but gosh, the shedding can be a pain in the tush.
Yeah, really, so much so. This is LA Live for Wednesday, January 29th. Damn, we are still in January 2025. It is a butt-naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu, Miss Erica Badu, for naming today. I, too, was born underwater with $3.06, Miss Erica. Peace to the gods and the earths out there. Stay on your square, because we are living in particular times here, people. Particular times.
And it's also Chinese New Year as well, Lucius.
It sure is.
You're the snack.
There was a snake?
Snake.
I thought you said snack.
Snack.
Hey. Hey, all right now. You're the snack. There's a celebration in Grand Prairie on 303. And this like big, Asian Mart.
Yeah.
I want to hit it up, man. I want to hit it up. They got fireworks and everything out there.
I like their Chinese beers. They do a good job on them.
You should drink those beers. Sake things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like rice vodka.
I never got into that. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had it.
Yeah. I also want to send some love to the people that leave timestamps on YouTube videos.
Okay.
I love you. Boy, I sure love you.
I know exactly where to find this now.
Special place in my heart for you. Put timestamps on videos, man. Gosh.
I had a bad experience with those once.
Well, they call you out? Like, here, this fool said this. At 3:38, he put his foot in his mouth again.
This is something for you girl dads.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Abby was doing gymnastics, right? So I shot her doing gymnastics. And
The internet.
The predators.
Yeah, man, the internet is so weird.
Like, I go back 24 hours later, and I'm like, why does this video have tens of thousands of views?
Gross.
Yes.
Gross.
And then I started checking the timestamps, and I'm like, oh my God, what have I done?
Gross.
Take that video down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gross.
Burn the account.
It's a bad one.
Yeah. Gotta call Chris Hansen.
Yeah, let's look into the IP addresses here.
Content for Chris Hansen.
Oopsies. Yep.
I call those fools like to knock out predators. Mm-hmm. Call them fools up. Hey, man, is this you? G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all and find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here. Some cops were called to a residential area, neighborhood. Was making too much noise at this particular house. He didn't know he was walking into a beef, and he's not having it.
Yeah.
Hey, North Charleston Police.
Can I help you?
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment.
I'm sorry.
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
Gonna come to the door and talk to us at all?
No. You should really tell my neighbors that they're lucky that I don't call the cops on them every time they yell and scream like animals.
Okay, we're done with this. Shut up and have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Shut up and have a good night. Shut up and have a good night.
That's a guy who's wasted a lot of time on some BS, and yep. He's over it now.
Yeah, he's all
yeah, he
the way
knows
over
the sound
it.
Of it.
Yep.
Can't
yep.
imagine that gal is the source of any domestic disturbances.
Jeez. Homegirl domestic violence.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Green
Never
Widow.
Ever had enough. Put the pedal to the
hey, hey. Burrow on me, Charlie.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
You're right, buddy. Greenwood Archer and Pine, Gap Band. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Bucket Naked Wednesday. See if you boys are down for this. Put some money in your pocket forever. An AI company is offering $200,000 for the rights to use your face and your voice for their robots. They want it forever. Your face and your voice for their robots.
A lifetime robot contract for 200 G-bos?
200 G's. Hopefully that's after taxes, you know?
Yeah, that needs to be cold hard keys.
My price is more expensive.
Man, that's so weird. Why don't they just ask the AI to make up new ones?
Yeah.
Why do they need the real deal?
They want the real deal looking person.
I got to see what's in it for them. What's their big plan here? I'm going to say probably not at this point.
Yeah. Not trusting that.
It's a robotic startup named Promobot. They're looking for to replicate your likeness for a thousand times for a whole lot of customers. That can be really wrong, because what are they going to do with these robots in the future? We don't know what these robots are going to do, and that's your image and your likeness out there. Who knows? What is really
you?
You
could be the face of Cyberdyne.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, the T-1000 is you.
Yeah, man.
Instead of, what was that guy's name? Not Ray Liotta. I always get him mixed up. Who was the T-1000? Terminator 2.
The liquid guy.
Oh, yeah. The liquid. Oh, what was that guy's name? T-2. Oh, I can look it up.
I don't know. Can you think of any other horrible situations?
Yeah.
You think of any other horrible situations they could use your robot for?
Is that Robert Patrick?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That guy's got the unforgettable face.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Locked in.
When he came through that helicopter, he liquefied and came through the helicopter.
Yes. Yeah, it's Robert Patrick.
Thousand-yard stare at all times.
Great Ronald villain. Had a problem.
Yeah. Great Ooh. Villain.
He's sold a perfect that. Villain.
I mean, they froze him and broke him, and like 30 minutes later, he just came back together.
Nah, he was liquid a top nitrogen. 10 villain. He's a scary dude.
Isn't he just a night agent? A Netflix series?
Did you watch that?
I saw the first season. I haven't seen the second season. First season was pretty good.
Okay. I ain't mad at that. Yeah, it reminds me of the movie Surrogates as well. You guys have seen that? Not
I
sure if you've
so.
Seen
no.
Surrogates. Anyway, that can get real bad. They can program these robots to go out there and do like mass shootings or something.
Yeah.
And it's your likeness in your image doing it.
Looking for you.
Think of how bad that these things can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it is.
Your family's got to see you forever. Thousands of yous running around here terrorizing the planet because they made a whole robot army. Who knows?
So is this just for anybody that wants to throw it in? Because I think you'd have a lot of takers on this. Or are they looking for the best?
I'm pretty sure they're going to pick out who they want from there.
So you got to apply to get rejected.
Yeah, yeah.
Humiliated.
Yeah.
If they choose the Brad Pitt looking dude.
Dawson, come on, man. Yeah. You got to let
I know
that
how
go,
this
bro.
Is going.
You got did a handsome guy take your girlfriend or something before?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Hey, me too, fam. Me too, bro.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, not that I know of either.
But it's possible.
Always in the back of your mind.
Yeah, sure. Why you got these wipes in your car all the time? I'm sweaty when you pick me up. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Bucket Naked Wednesday. All right, we've heard of a tramp stamp. How about the champ stamp?
Champ stamp. Where are we putting it?
Champ stamp. Same place as tramp stamp. Right there on the small of your back there, wool chuck.
Might as well be a bullseye.
That's the way.
Like, if you're a lady and you got the tramp stamp after it became the tramp stamp, what are you doing?
Yeah. You're owning it.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right, girl.
I want everybody to know.
Slut walk. Yep, man, there's a Chiefs fan. His name is David Leach. He has a 9x6 inch tattoo of Patty Mahomes on the small of his back.
Oh, lose a bet?
Yes, it was. He lost the bet, but he's really proud of it right now. And he likes to show it off. So he lifts up the back of his shirt and basically shows you his plumber's crack to show you his Pat Mahomes tattoo. It's ridiculous. And they showed it on the news. The cameraman pointed down at this dude's butt. And I was like, come on, fam, what are we doing? He's totally trolling.
Dude bends over, pulls his shirt out.
Check this out. Pat Mahomes. The cameraman had to zoom into it. It's like, what an awful job for the cameraman that day.
I'm on WFFA, honey.
Yeah. It'd be good motivation to stay in shape, I guess. You gotta lift your shirt up all the time.
Nah, you're right about that. Here's
that back fat showing.
Because he had a little bit.
Flabby Pat.
He was not. He didn't care.
Wanted to be genuine article.
He didn't care. Back.
Lifelike.
Yeah.
Had to do with a dad bod.
Yeah. Look like Patty, man. Let's go to KMBC, ABC9 for the report right here about the champ stamp.
Biggest Chiefs fan in the world. I have something that no other Chiefs fan has.
Liar.
That is a signed tattoo of Patrick Mahomes. Somewhere on my lower back.
Jeez.
It is called the champ stamp.
Leach lost a bet.
I bet in 2017 we would never draft a franchise quarterback. We drafted Patrick Mahomes. Since I got the tattoo and Patrick signed it on Jimmy Kimmel, we have never lost a game I've attended. That includes...
Hey, Pat, can you sign my tattoo? Hold on, lift my shirt up and turn around. Hey, here we go.
Just put an X.
It's got a banner that says champ stamp on it.
Ridiculous, bro.
Where my champ stamp, guys?
Bowl in Arizona, AFC championship games, and regular season games. Most painful tattoo I've ever...
I want you to hear that part.
That includes Super Bowl in Arizona, AFC championship games, and regular season games. Most painful tattoo I've ever gotten in my life.
But now, 9 by 6.
Whenever I take off my shirt or lift up my shirt, it brings whole sections of the stadium together.
Bruh, come on, what?
No, you're thinking.
Brings whole sections of the stadium.
The good luck charm. Everybody's got to go rub it.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, line up.
You're doing too much, bro.
He said go rub it like the Apollo would. Yeah, whole sections of football stadiums are looking at your back and your tramp stamp tattoo, bro.
Just cheering you on.
What a troll,
it.
Man. You know. He's wearing a thong. Look at him.
Two needs an ending, and that's Taylor Swift.
You know, it's Tay and Trav.
She wants her boyfriend to win the three-peat, right? My daughter one day will have to come to terms with it. You get a dynasty like this once in a lifetime, so you got to ride it out.
My daughter will have to come to terms with it.
You gotta ride it out.
Yeah, man. Champ stamp. They out here wilding, bro, in Kansas City, Missouri.
Incredible.
That's where it's at, right? KC Mo? That's KC Mo right
there? KC Mo.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. KC Mo. Yeah, hey, speaking of the Super Bowl, y'all think Kendrick Lamar is going to call Dre Capetto on the world's biggest stage?
I mean, he's singing that song.
You think
that? He's definitely going.
He's singing that song, but is he going to get to that part? Is he going to get to that?
Oh, like he might just play a snippet of it or whatever.
Trying to stack a chord and probably A minor and then a whole stadium. A minor.
It all crescendos to that moment. I think he has to.
Maybe he lays out and lets the fans sing it.
Shoot. And then there's going to be like reaction videos of people on TikTok and everything singing it.
It's going to hit
the NFL.
That's what Drake is basically trying to do with all these lawsuits right now. I mean, you know, he says other things in the lawsuits, but we basically know he's trying to stop that song from being performed on the world's largest stage.
Yeah.
Calling him a pedo.
Good luck with that one. No way he's watching the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's just such a corporate environment. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got a lot of billionaire executives with friends in the music business. Maybe hey, let's not do that part. I could see that happening quite easily.
Don't ask Kendrick Lamar to do the Super Bowl. If that's going to be the play, if you asked him to do it when this is like was the song of the year.
This is why you grabbed him, because he had the beef with Drake and just a million songs back to back, and Drake had fantastic beef. You know, track for track, it was great, but this crescendo right here was amazing. And that's why you're right, Eric. That's why he is signed up. So I don't know. There's betting odds for Kendrick's performance.
This is going to be the walk-off moment. This is going to be
the end.
People are
tuning in for this.
This is the finale.
Eyeballs for this specific moment.
Look, this is from FanDuel. Kendrick Lamar, last song, Not Like Us, comes in plus 550. So is that 10? If I lay $100, I get that plus 550 that happens? Yeah. Is that what's just telling me?
Yeah, we should all bet on that.
Bet 100 to win 550.
Sure.
Is that happening, man?
Hold up, bro. For the last song, this has to be the last song, right?
It It feels like it does. I mean, I guess first or last.
I mean, it's plus 1,100 if you pick Swimming Pools to be the last song that Kendrick plays.
Okay.
I don't know. 2,600 for DNA if he plays that one last, Euphoria. Plus 800. I don't know. First song, they got Squabble Up. Plus 380. King Kunta, 430. DNA, 500. Shoot, I don't know about their first song, but it's got to be the last one right here.
Yeah, I think this is the no-brainer last one.
That's got to be Easy Money.
Yeah, yeah, and then one of his older ones, maybe DNA to come out of the gates with it.
That's what they usually do. They usually come out with like some of their older classics, and then we lead into like the new relevant.
Especially because DNA is such a banger.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, everyone will know DNA.
That's a tone setter for the performance.
DNA is plus 500 if he comes out with that.
I like
one.
That. I bet on that one.
I'm going to take these down. I'm going to see you boys if he doesn't come out to that song. I'll tell you what.
Hey, don't take my advice.
I'm going to come see you boys.
I mean, we're just trying to make, like, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does to me too. It does to me. Look, we all just agree. That's how we lose our money.
Yeah. Yeah. They got us right where they want us.
Got him.
All right, I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I will holler, folks. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G Bag Nation. We're talking hoop with you coming up at 6:20. We'll get a rim session, get you set up for the Mavs game night, and all the relevant talking points around the association. But a chuck wagon is next, Zach. Where are you taking us?
A great Junior Seau story. Which team is the favorite to land Max Scherzer? And another reason to draft this wide receiver. That's next.